I let you wait for the minute for 300 gradients. Esther, we have repeated the seven limb practice four times. It's like seven limb practice, like the seven important parts of the car, or that which makes seven important parts of the car, or in the sutra teachings explain seven important parts of the exercise path, gradual path to enlightenment, and no way to achieve enlightenment. So without the seven parts of the seven important parts of the car, you can't really go to the place where one wishes. It can't carry the vehicle, it cannot carry you to the place where you want to go. So however, the part of the suggestion is that the rejoicing. One thing is the rejoicing is a one point that we accumulate unbelievable merit, infinite sky, you know, infinite sky. Merit. So usually, personally, I like to stop there a little bit and to practice the joyfulness. When we do Guru Puja, you know, the seven and practice in every in the practice, there's say, most of the practice, there's seven limb, you know, split the highest. Most of the practice began with the preliminaries, such as bodhicitta, four immeasurable, seven limb, and love, and so forth. What is sutra, or what is the highest tantra practice? So, however, rejoicing is regarded such an easiest way of accumulating merit. But with that second, that minute, you know, second, one accumulate merit like infinite sky, you know, so much. So the suggestion is that, so it is very good that when we do Tara Puja, since we have to repeat four times, so the point is to accumulate merit, since that is the main point, that why four mandala offering Tara practice is why it's regarded very common, it's a very common method, or it's regarded very powerful, why it always comes for success of works, you know. No question about Dharma practice, success of Dharma practice to exercise the greatest path to enlightenment. That is no question. Even the success of these works, even the successful works for this life, even the success works for this life, you know, business and so forth, whatever, the activities works for this life. And why so many times it comes in the instruction to practice has to do the four mandala offering Tara Puja. So the reason is because the other thing is because Tara is the embodiment of all the Buddha's action, you know, embodiment of all the Buddha's action. All the Buddha's action manifested in the green Tara. So that is one reason, you know, why it's so quick to grant success. The other thing is because each time there's four times one take refuge in bodhicitta. So each time one accumulate infinite merit, each time when one does Sanjay Chansoy Chanla, you know. So we repeat each time three times. So each time when we generate bodhicitta, infinite merit we accumulate. Each time when we do Sanjay Chansoy Chanla. You see, by maintaining bodhicitta, it's infinite merit. Then, also, of course, four immeasurables beginning. Then, yeah, of course, mandala offering is the one unbelievable power, extends, incredible means of accumulating extensive merit, in such short time, unbelievable. Normally I think this way. So for example, the person who has a person who some is it. Somebody billionaire or zillionaire, you see, somebody who has many wealth in many countries. However, all these things, is, for example, a king or something, you see, who has wealth in many countries, you know. You see, house, so forth, many properties in many countries. However, there's something incredible, palace, you know, incredible, rich palace. actually, such this palace is question of often one mandala. The cause of you see, receiving that much property, and that is such that it's incredible palace. King's palace is question of, is the cause of that is just question of offering one time mandala. Mandala offering, the karma. So it's just one time mandala offering. Sashi, Puchi, visualize the boundary middle, four continents, seven gold, seven the golden hills, these golden mountains, these seven golden mountains. Anyway, all this, it looks incredible. You know, when we look at our external development, it looks incredible what the person owns. But actually, somebody who practices Dharma, somebody who met Dharma, it's very easy to recreate the cause. It's just a question of offering one mandala. The one mandala, this is nothing. This one palace is nothing. Each time when we visualize four continents, it is benefits that you become the will-turning king of will-turning. Each time when you visualize four continents, you know, all the wealth inside, you see. It creates karma to be even talking temporal result, is a will turning king of each continent. So it creates karma for that. So even visualizing, we see each continent. So it's without talking about the whole description of the mandala. Even often one golden mountain has unbelievable. In visualizing even one golden mountain. Yeah, without talking all the seven, you know, all the different sides of golden mountains. So anyway, since I mentioned this, since I brought this subject, so as you have heard, some of you have heard in the past in the Jung Lamrim teachings, the King Ashoka in India, you know. The King Ashoka, those who have gone for pilgrimage in Buddha Gaya, different places in India, then you know the story of, you see, there's more many pillars by King Ashoka put there. So however, King Ashoka, why it is so wealthy, why it is with King Ashoka, Dharma King, and then built so many monasteries, you see, and took care of many monks, you know, to give food. All the monks, you know, to camp, build many monks, and one day build, you see, 10 million. So 10,000 was one sire. So 10 sire, you see, 10,000 is one sire, and then, you see, 10,000 is one sire. So 10 sire. So that is one chewa. So you see, that many stupa he was able to build one day. So building one stupa has unbelievable merit, you know. Anyway, it's same benefit statue of stupa. One, you see, the stupa has a particular, you see, there are so many particular benefits. So, how many number of atoms that stupa has, that many times, even before you become enlightened, you see, that many number of times in future life, you get a bonus will-turning king. You see, king, deva king, human beings king, you see, will-turning king, that controls one continent in a universe, you see, universe, the continent, four continents, you see, one continent, two continents. So, so there are many different types of will-turning king. However, so many of them are bodhisattva, and bodhisattva, holy man. So you see, with all that wealth and power, you know, able to benefit for so many beings. So, however, then one is perfect concentration. Perfect concentration. You see, and then ultimate, you know, ultimate, you see, ultimately it costs to achieve enlightenment. So even one put, you know, one handful of mud to build stupa, put it inside, you see, donated, it becomes cause of enlightenment. So the number of the atoms, how much there is in one handful of mud, you see, there's unbelievable result, even temporal result, you see, success, you see, to experience so many hundreds of lifetimes before, you know, even before one achieves enlightenment. So however, that even children play in the sand and imitate building stupa, even that becomes cause of enlightenment. So however, without talking all the details, so the stupa, you see, now circumambulating one time, the stupa with the relics inside, you know, Dhammakaya relics, all the precious mantras, these four precious mantras, then it purifies. By circumambulating one time, it purifies the eight hot hells I described yesterday. By circumambulating one time, it purifies all the negative karma of the, you know, the negative karma to be born, all the eight hot hells. By circumambulating one time, all the karma to be born, eight hot hells get purified by one time. So there's unbelievable benefit building one stupa has, you see. So now this King Ashoka built 10 million stupa. So if 10 times 100,000 is a million, then so 10 times that. So you see, so built some monastery and took care, gave food to all the monks. So all the unbelievable merit that he's able to accumulate to being Dharma king. And that is simply because in the past life, in one of the past lives, he was a human being, a child playing in the sand. So the three children playing in the sand. So one child stood up. Buddha was coming for arm. Gurusham Buddha was coming up for arm. Then there was a child. Buddha's holy body is so tall. You see, very tall. So I think that's why truth is also very tall, very, very long. So the child could not, they want to make offering. But so they're so short, cannot reach. So one child stood up, another child stood up on the first child's shoulder, then third child stood up on the second child's shoulder. Then the third child offered sand in hand by visualizing gold in the Buddha's begging bowl. There's no one single gold there, but he visualizes sand, they sand, handful of sand, by visualizing gold offered in the Buddha's begging bowl. So therefore, so that's all. That was the karma. So by visualizing gold, you know, offered in Buddha's begging bowl, so receive the merit, even there's no one single gold, but receive the merit having actually offered gold. So that's why you see, now that, of course, if one's mandala offering is silver and gold, all the, you know, of course, more merit, you know, more merit, generally speaking, you see. But the ascetic meditators who are living in a solitary place, who completely give up everything, who live in a solitary place, say, who give up everything, you see, they, for example, what they use is just grain or just a simple grain. There's no one single jewel there. The mandala base, what they use is a stone, you know, flat stone. And flat stone, when you pick up the flat stone, you ask the landlord, you see, the deva, there's deva being stewarded each area. So you ask permission from that, otherwise it becomes stealing. So because in case there's deva who possess this, you see, God, worldly gods, stewarded in a different place, mountains, you see. So you ask for permission to can use, you know. Then however they pick up the, so you see, whatever you see, fruit, I say the grains or something very cheap, very simple things, you see, what they offer. But this is This is what they actually offer. But you see, because they visualize, you see, as a prayer says, all these jewels and all these richest, best quality, as many as possible. See? So they visualize on this small thing. They visualize using 100 universe, the 100 million. So you see, however, best quality as many as possible on this small place, on this small, the flat stone, you see, what wood or whatever it is. So the benefit, they don't have one slice of gold or silver, but they get all this merit, you see, without any danger, without any danger to, you see, that, you know, the, covetousness or attachment, because it's not a valuable thing, so there's no attachment in that. So, without any of those dangers, then, you see, at the same time, they get, you see, all this merit, because of true visualization. They get, as they visualize, 10 million, 100 million universe, but in the pure, by visualizing pure realm, or has the best quality, as many as possible. So they get actual merit, having actually offered that many. So the logic how you get this merit, it comes from the experience, even we don't remember our own experiences, you see, that we often through our own practice of mandala, often visualizing the ladies or other practices, but King Ashoka, so forth, many others experience the story that is written in the text taught by Buddha. I mean, story of Buddha. They explained. You see, yeah. So all these things, King Ashoka's time, you see, this one life, unbelievable merit is able to. It was simply offering sand, by visualizing gold in the begging bowl. So that is same. Whenever we offer, so that is same. So we have to use this. We have to use this experience or this logic to whenever we do practice of offering. So even what you're offering is just sand or stone, or rocks. For example, in Tibet, you see the monasteries, when the people circumambulate, then there's piles of rocks, piles of pieces, stones piled up. You see, huge monasteries, certain places, you see, many people, they circumambulate. Then each time on the second day, they put one rock. Where there's a big pile of rocks, they put one rock. So that signifies mandala offering to all the temples, all the... You see, each painting of Buddha statue, what day is in that monastery. You see, if it's a, Sarah Garden Devon or Tashilumba Monastery, Benchen Lama's Monastery, there's so many in one temple. So this rock, what he offers rock, but you see, you visualize the whole, mandala on this, and you offer that, you put there, and you offer every single holy object that there is in the monastery. So what you offer is very simple ways. Even the water, just a simple water, but if one can visualize best quality nectar, so one received incredible merit having extra offered nectar. So if one is offering, for example, $1, if one is offering $1 to the Buddha, if it's in this front of statue of Buddha, if it's $1, but if you visualize $1 million, if you visualize, $1 million bill, what you're offering is $1, but actually you gained. You see, and they merit. There's no, you don't have $1 million. Even somebody say, "I'm going to kill you." That even somebody say, "I'm going to kill you." There's not, even you don't have to. Even you don't have $1 million to show, nowhere to show. But you see, even the $1 what you offer. But if you visualize $1 million when you offer, you see. You got the merit having offered $1 million. Whole sky filled with $1 million. Then you offer, so you get unbelievable merit. This is the way how to create success. This is the way how to create you know, cause for success. You see, if one want success, this life or other lives, you see. So, you see, one has to be skillful in creating good karma. You see, so however, what I was trying to say is, one mandala offering, you see, all this wealth, what we see, that is the wealthiest person, the kings, what the palace, all this, what, you know, and wealth in many countries, all this is nothing. This is nothing. This is just a small part of the benefits of one-time offering mandala. So the whole benefit, the ultimate benefit of offering mandala is enlightenment, highest. Cessation of all the mistakes of the mind, you know, then completion of all the realizations, then you're able to bring all sentient beings to enlightenment. So you see, one who made Dharma, one who made especially, not just Dharma, but especially who made Lam Rim teaching, especially who made Lam Rim teaching, and is, which contains these preliminary practices, is unbelievable lucky, unbelievable fortunate. You see, we are unbelievable fortunate. So you see, there's incredible opportunity to, you see, every day we can create unbelievable good luck from each mandala offering. Unbelievable, you see, to be experiencing so many hundred thousands of lifetimes. You see. So now my talk has become longer, so I'm going to make sure that you see, best business where there's no risk, where best business is creating good karma. Creating good karma, and these preliminary practices, what comes in Lam Rim is the best. Those are the real business. There's no inflation. There's no such thing that you see. For example, dollar or gold is goes down and goes up. You see, every time you see, When it's offered to Buddha, always same. You see, always, you know, unconceivable merit, all the time same. You see, any of this practice. So now, you see, this is the real business. Why? Because any time the practice is done, definitely there's a result. You see, there's no cheating. There's no cheating. You see, definitely there's a result. Then, you see, definitely there's a result. Also, on top of that, then you dedicate merit. By sealing the emptiness, so you don't get destroyed, your merit, good karma. So you're protected from your merit. So karma is definite to experience. Karma is definite and expand, and you see, result is expandable, even small karma, one time, but result expandable so many, you see, hundreds, thousands of lifetimes. So, for example, you know, the one person, one very poor person, offered a medicinal drink to four monk. Then, because that simple karma, you know, medicinal drink for monk. That you see, that due to that result, that due to the karma, that poor person, you see, and then next life, that person was born as king, and one. King Kashika in India was born as king. Even just from that simple karma, just offering a medicinal drink for monk. So anyway, so there are so many stories of karma. So you see, you think of the cause, so easy to create, you know, so simple, but the result is unbelievable. Somehow it doesn't fit to our mind, our ordinary concept in our ordinary mind. You see, but this explanation of karma is explained by Buddha, omniscient one who knows everything, every single thing about karma. So however, so karma is like this, whether it's negative karma or positive karma, result is unbelievable. It doesn't actually hard to believe for our ordinary mind, for our ordinary, you see, limited mind. So karma is definite, it's expandable, and once created, it never get lost. You know, no matter how tiny it is, never get lost. In a time, millions of eons, how many goes, but when it says no obstacle, it hasn't met obstacle, and when the conditions come together, then that karma is get experienced. So like this. So now, after mental offering, then seven limb practice. So each of these things is incredible merit. So now do you see the joyfulness? So it's very good. there are four times you see, four times we have practiced seven limb. So like this. So that you see now, no matter in the world, no matter how much the person has studied in the university about economic and economy and how to do business. You see, the person can be so clever, so intelligent, and learned all the techniques. But having learned all the techniques, not necessarily, it doesn't mean always the methods will work. Every time, you see, the person will be always the smart person who is so smart. You see, it will be, the person will be always successful. The reason doesn't cover because smart and because haven't studied all these things. It doesn't cover, that doesn't become, that reason doesn't cover for success. You know, all the time to success, it doesn't cover. There are many people who study all these things but not having success, having so much problems, have studied all this economy and all this hard business very extensively, whatever the university can offer. But it doesn't mean all the time, you see, the person can have success. That reason doesn't cover. There's something else. That reason doesn't cover because there are many people who go through, who has so many blockages, so many obstacles, not even success. But even there's success, but certain times success, but not all the time there's no success. So therefore, that means answer for success is something else. It's not just that intellect knowledge. There is something else. Study of the economy, how to do business, all these things, that is condition. That is condition. That is not the real cause of the success. That is condition. That is not the real cause. That is condition. So you see, one who learned everything in university, college, now having gone through a lot of problems, blockages, you see. So that means the success, the cause of success is something else. It's not this, it's not only this. This does help, but it's not only this. There's something, it means that it shows that there's something else. So however, there is good karma. Good karma. So if there's no good karma, created from one's own side, one who wants success, and if one does no good karma created from one's own success, one's own side, then no matter how much person smart and intelligent, no matter how many other methods, no matter other than creating good karma, other than you see various skillful means of creating good karma, no matter whatever other methods you know one studied, no matter how many other methods extensively one studied, you see, there's always blockage. Got stuck, nothing works, you see. There's always obstacle. So however, that means the person hasn't created enough good karma, you see, not created good karma, you see. So therefore does not experience the result, you see. And what has created the karma is the negative karma that which brings all these obstacles. So however, there is the basically it is contained in the 10 and virtuous action, you know. It is in the answer. Why there are so many blocks, you know, not being successful business, so forth, many things, you see, in the life. The answer is having created the ten virtues. So the answer is within that. One of those non-virtuous actions is the result of, that is the cause of the, you know, why there's some blockage in the success of, you see, whatever you're doing, is your business, whatever. So the answer is contained in the past karma, the negative karma, among the ten virtues action is there, answer is there. So therefore, one solution is to purify the past negative karma. Even for success, like business and so forth, when there's a lot of blockage, the other solution is to purify the past negative karma. You see, powerful Vajrasattva practice, or the residing type of Buddha's name, so forth, Namjalama, or so forth. So there are many powerful practices, you know, reciting Heart Sutra, meditate on the Heart Sutra, so forth. Those are very powerful, incredible powerful practices for purification. Then other things, to purify, one solution to purify the karmas, which brings obstacles. The other thing is to create many good karma as much as possible. We study these preliminary practices as that explained in the Lam Rim. These are the real answer, solution for success. So now, what I'm saying, So now the rejoicing, so like this, so normally when we do this, normally when we do this practice, so since we have to repeat four times, since the word, just the word alone is not the rejoicing, since the word alone is not, without meditating, the word alone doesn't accomplish merit, you see. You know, I'm going to rejoice, you know, saying that, just without meditating that, then the word, reciting the word alone does not accomplish infinite merit. So therefore, like this, that, I say, so you see there four times, so maybe two times, maybe the two times, you know, rejoicing or once on three time merits, you know, once on three time merits, then other two times, you know, sending, rejoicing the sentient beings merit, you know, rejoicing the other sentient beings merit, the three time merits, then the the third, then fourth, mainly rejoicing all sentient beings merit, but particularly Bodhisattva and Buddhas, they three time merit. So like this, make it a little bit more interesting, they say, by dividing, you see. So there you see, we stop a little bit, and then you see how wonderful it is, you see, you try to feel happiness in the heart, you know. So so maybe 21 times, you know, each time 21 times, like something like that. So first, first two rejoicing, once on three time merits. Then next is all sentient beings. Then next, particularly Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, three time merits, rejoicing the three time merits. So, so like this, almost becomes one mala. So unbelievable merits is accomplished. So like this, each time, for example, after we made a water bowl offering, then we, before we dedicate meditation, we rejoice. How wonderful is that I have this opportunity again today to accumulate so much cause for enlightenment. So if you feel rejoiced immediately after that, and then you accumulate more merit, then you accumulate more merit, then the merit become like having invested money in the bank, like immediately become increased. You put the bank in, immediately become, you see, it become double and triple. So like that, become thousands and, you know, million. So like this, in the bank, immediately, maybe difficult. However, that, but that's an example. But however, you see, if we rejoice, then merit what we have just accumulated, it become, we gain much more merit by rejoicing. How wonderful is that, this opportunity, you know, accumulate so much merit. It's increased so much. So however, so it, you see, liberate animal, or we helped somebody, you see, whatever help them, then rejoice again, the merit is increased so much. So however, now, so much merit is accumulated from beginning of rebirth into now, and then past, present, future. So you see, yeah, so we minted now, right now we minted, you see. You know, so this is while I'm explaining. So then we don't have to spend, you know, two separate times. So like this. So first, first you should think, since we say, well, since we don't have realization of, you see, karma, if you have realization of karma, you see, then you see, it's very easy to feel, it's so easy to feel happiness each time when you're able to get a chance to accumulate merit. But since one doesn't have realization, so it's difficult to feel happiness, you know. It's difficult to see so how fortunate, you know, they are to be able to create a cause of happiness, you know, good karma. So first you start thinking, without good karma, no way to have success. No way to have happiness. First you have to make very clear that, the how, you know, first, that has to be very clear, you see. No way, no matter how much smart, how much intelligence, all the other thing, education there is, no way to have success. Because the main cause of happiness is only good karma. So therefore, see, oneself, I want success, I don't want the failure, I don't want the problems, make clear that. Then, you feel the appreciation. In having opportunity to get merit, good karma. So then, I've created so much merit in the past, present, future. But then how wonderful it is. So like that, you see. You know, try to feel happiness in the heart, like that. So you see, if one can count 10 times, say 21 times like that. So each time when you do how wonderful it is, how good it is, then, unbelievable merit is accumulated. So then, the other sentence, we're supposed to together. Yeah, then we do now, this one, the rejoicing. Yeah. So now, I've created so much merit in the past, present, future. It's so much, I think how wonderful it is. Without good karma, no way to have success, happiness. So therefore, good karma is, to create good karma is extremely important. That's the main answer, main solution. So, how wonderful it is all my three time merit. So you should rejoice. How wonderful it is. Now we count. You try to feel from the heart. So whether we feel from the heart or the happiness, you see, rejoicing, that depends on how much we understand the karma, how much we feel the karma. Like, if you don't have much compassion, if you don't feel much other person who has AIDS or cancer, if you don't feel other person's feeling, you see, then if you don't have much compassion, then you don't feel other person sick. But if you have compassion, if you know the feeling of the other person, if you can feel that, if you can feel that, then you feel so much compassion. So like that, you see, you want to help. Now think, how wonderful is it to take that three-time medicine in the body. Then, then we do the, second wave of the practice stop. Then, as you know, that when we request to turn Dharma, the number is of you holding Dharma Chakra, making request to the root guru, to the root guru. The whole, if you're visualizing one, the Tara, root guru, what is that? That's root guru. However, whether one visualizes billions of merit field, or it's just one, it's the same. In the reality, it's the root guru. So that's that is the very essence of the visualization. So then when you ask, a long life, then numberless of you holding the throne, having a double vajra, the offering, all like that. Then, and dedication. So please continue the practice. Where to stop?
Stop. Mandala.
I'm sorry. I could not, so much merit, I couldn't stand, so I couldn't stand to leave the rejoice, so then just that bursted. like the bird that vomited food, This, what's the name of that? The bird that vomit, then you eat the one. What? Huh? Yeah, swallow. Bird that vomit this food, then we eat. Huh? Bird nest. It's like that. It became like bird nest. So again, we do the next this one time was left. So the rejoicing is normally it's good to stop the part of the section of the rejoicing is stop there and then to the meditation right there. So now this time actually, so should start like this. When you rejoice others, I'm responsible to free all sentient beings from all the sufferings and causes and to cause all the happiness, temporary, ultimate happiness. Actually, I'm responsible and I should be doing this. But, you see, from the side of the sentient beings, you see, accumulated merit from their side, how wonderful it is. You see, constantly their mind is constantly their mind is controlled by the ignorance and attachment, by delusions, the five delusion, five wrong view, delusion, five wrong view, 5 non-view, then 20 secondary delusions. Anyway, so the mind is constantly controlled by delusion, you know, like a waterfall, you see, like rainfall, like a rain shower, you know, delusions rising so strongly into one after another, like this. So it is so rare to rise, so difficult to generate virtuous thought, you see. So difficult to generate virtue. It's so rare, you know. So generally, it's like this. even by looking at oneself, or you know, or other and other symptoms. So, however, the sentiments have accumulated past, present, future 3 times. So there are two ways. You see how to start to so that you are able to feel happiness. Others merit. You see, so the. There's other way one can start. So we should how we should feel happiness in the heart is how the mother feels her beloved her is a beloved a daughter or son. You see, for example, you know, passed examination or gets a degree. Her beloved is a son or daughter. You see, how incredible happiness the mother feels. So like that, you see, we should rejoice other sentiments merit. You see, when something good things happens for the daughter or the son or the mother, you see, the mother feels incredibly happy, like that. So that depends on how much good, how much we feel appreciation or happiness, other sentiments, success. You know, creating merit, having success, you know, the business, wealth, so forth. All that depends on how much good heart we have, how much compassion loving kindness we have towards others, how much we feel compassion loving kindness to others, you know. So depending on how much we have that, then we feel that much happiness when we see success. Others having success, so less no jealous mind. So you see, no ill will. So like this, so one should try to feel from very inside the heart, you know, like how mother feels her beloved son or the daughter. You see, So all sentient beings, you know, all sentient beings, three-time merit. They have accumulated married 3 times. And enlightened beings, you know, the 3 times married. So, like this. So just repeat. First, visualize, you know. All this merit, what they create 3 times, has a result of happiness, temporary and ultimate. How wonderful it is. They have accumulated merit 3 times. So try to make clear the merit, what it's for, you know, what they can get from merit, make clear in the mind. Then you see, then how wonderful it is. So then you rejoice like this by counting the number. Now we rejoice, say all sentient beings, Buddhas, especially Bodhisattva, their 3 times merits. Bodhisattva 3 times merits, especially concentrate on this. How wonderful is that they have accumulated merit 3 times, which has resulted incredibly, you know, happiness, special enlightenment. So now here to understand the reason why I emphasize Bodhisattva is like this. So you see, if you rejoice one Bodhisattva's one day good karma, if you rejoice one Bodhisattva's one day good karma, you see, then as oneself doesn't bodhicitta, then Bodhisattva's holy mind is higher level. So So if you rejoice, one Bodhisattva one day married, then you see, it is said in the teaching, Lamun teaching by a Pabanga, this great yogi enlightened being Pabanga, this great Tibetan Lama, the lineage of the Lamrim path, that if you rejoice, one Bodhisattva one day married, how much profit you get? You see how much you know, merit you get, profit, merit what you get. He said that here I don't remember exactly. I had half you see, half of the merit, you know, what one Bodhisattva created one day. So there's bodhicitta, so every single action is a cause of enlightenment, it's an infinite merit. So you understand? So therefore, one Bodhisattva, so one day merit, you see, if you rejoice, as yourself doesn't have bodhicitta, so how much you get, how much merit you get is a half, you know, half the merit of what Bodhisattva, that one Bodhisattva accumulated. So one quarter or, say, for dividing four, one quarter or half, this, I have to check, don't remember at present, they mentioned out of this. So now, it is said by Pabanga Desi Nyingpo that without rejoicing, without practice of rejoicing, if you're going to accumulate that much merit, you see, what you get by rejoicing, one Bodhisattva's one day merit, you see, if you're going to accumulate without practice of rejoicing, then it takes 13,000 lifetimes. Yeah. I think 13,000 years, maybe. 13,000. I have to check back in the Lamrim. Now, memory is going away. Maybe 13,000 years. 13,000 years, it takes that much time without practicing resourcefulness. You see, it takes that much time. But if one practices resourcefulness in that second, that much, which takes 15,000 years for you, so 13,000 years, you know, then all that much merit gets accumulated in 1 second. You see, by rejoicing one Bodhisattva's one day merit. So now there's numberless Bodhisattva. There's numberless Bodhisattva. So if you rejoice, it's unbelievable the merit. So so the reason why the last one particularly emphasized Bodhisattva is like this. You see, so it gives a clear idea. In unconceivable merit. So like this. So first 2 times, you know, rejoicing was on 3 times merit. Then last one, say, general all sentient beings, Buddhas. Then last one, general all sentient Buddhas, special Bodhisattva. So one can do like this. Then if it is uncomfortable, if you want to be more specific, if it makes you feel comfortable, then you think this side, this eastern side, this side all sentient being Buddhas, then this side all sentient beings Buddhas, then you rejoice. This side all sentient beings Buddhas, you rejoice. Then this side all sentient beings Buddhas, then you see, you rejoice. So you see all the direction. So one can, if this one makes you feel more, have, you see, resourcefulness stronger, then one can do like this, you see. So however, so I think that's all. I'm sorry that they're talking again. Please dedicate the merits for bodhicitta to generate bodhicitta with the mind and the mind of all sentient beings. So what makes life most meaningful is by bodhicitta. Even arhatas, those who have wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, become free from all the suffering and all the cause of the suffering, free from all the samsara, but while still not entered the Mahayana path, they are arhatas, not even become higher Bodhisattva, is because not having exercised bodhicitta. So therefore, what makes life most meaningful, that is the bodhicitta. So far, you know, how many years one has been since one's own conscience took place and the fertilized egg, you know, in the mother's womb, since from that time until now, how many years ago, whatever, however the past life, however the past years finished, life is gone. But now this coming, you see, this new year, in this new year, then to make the life most meaningful, most beneficial by practicing bodhicitta as much as possible. That is the purpose of to live in this coming year. That is the main purpose of surviving, of living again this coming year. So however, so this way, with this bodhicitta, altruism, to achieve enlightenment for the sake of all beings, then life becomes beneficial for every sentient beings. No matter how hard it is, how long it takes time, no matter how, then to practice bodhicitta this coming year. So that is the benefits of, again surviving, again to be able to alive this coming year. So however, such a determination of life, how we're going to spend this coming year, how we're going to live this coming year. So this is the proper way to begin the new year, celebration of New Year. when we start with a special attitude, with a special mind, more stronger than before, more determination than before. So that's the that's the way of celebrating. best way. So that is the real New Year. That when we change, when we develop our mind, we make better our mind, we make strong determination, to develop our mind, when we transform our mind, especially in bodhicitta. So this is the real. How to make it most meaningful. So that is the real way to start new year, new life. So I talk so much all the time. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much. Good night. Oh, happy new year. Sorry. After 11 or 12? Already late.